Thank you, Madam Clerk.
Thank you. Thank you. Chairman and supervisors will be bringing this back appropriately and getting a work group together.
Thank you, Mr. Latone.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Madam Clerk, if we can go with item number four.
Item number four from the Fiscal and Budget Administrator, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization to create a county-controlled workforce development trust fund for unexpended year-end county appropriations designated for services provided by the Wisconsin Regional Training Partnership Building Industry Group Skilled Trades Employment Program and to negotiate an addendum to the existing agreement that includes language establishing a county-controlled workforce development trust fund. This item has also been referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
Excellent. Thank you, Madam Clerk. We do have a guest from WRTP Big Step. If you could identify yourself.
That's Masterson.
Oh, wait a minute. Look like the guy from Big Step. I don't know if he's here. But anyway, the gentleman from Dash.
Thank you, Chairman, Supervisors. Vince Masterson, DAS Fiscal Affairs. What you have before you is a workforce development-related resolution request that essentially does two things. It creates a county-controlled trust fund for any unexpended appropriations related to the workforce development, and it also authorizes the DAS Economic Director to negotiate an amended agreement with Big Step to include this trust fund in the existing agreement. The workforce development was originally part of a 2012 adopted capital project. After consultation with the Comptroller's Office, it was determined that the more appropriate place to budget for this would be in the DAS Economic Development Operating Budget. In July, there was a resolution and fund transfer that were approved, which established a $1 million in budget authority for the workforce development within the DAS Economic Development Division's operating budget. Year to date, there's approximately $722,000 of unexpended appropriation authority for the workforce development. Similar to the previous item, mechanically at least, any unexpended appropriations at year end would lapse to the county's bottom line due to state statute. So what this resolution does is kind of sidesteps that and says by creating this trust fund, any of those unexpended appropriations would be transferred administratively into the trust fund. In a subsequent year, it would be administratively transferred out in order to pay for services provided through the workforce development contract with Big Step. I'll be happy to take any questions.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. So we have a similar kind of situation as before, although this would be county-controlled workforce development. Okay. We talked a lot about reporting. We talked about accountability in the last item. And this one here, too. I mean, I was skeptical, I guess, a little bit about putting $1 million. The authors know that. I talked extensively to Supervisor Bill. I talked extensively to Supervisor Lipscomb. I tried to put amendments in for $500,000. So the reason I'm doing the background is because I think Supervisor Lipscomb said it pretty well, too. I think all of us are interested in getting things done, and money is actually being used for these appropriate processes. I mean, you know, the county, the city, we all should be involved in workforce development. We do care about that. We do care about jobs. The problem is a little bit is that I asked many questions and just wasn't convinced that we should put this type of money in, and that Big Step has an excellent record. I talked extensively to directors. As a matter of fact, I talked to the director with Supervisors Lipscomb and Bill at one juncture. I spent many hours on this. I asked a lot of questions. Went to Big Step, visited their offices, talked to the directors again, and, you know, I like the people. Big Step has done well in the private sector. My question always was, what does it do for Milwaukee County? What do we get for our dollars? I mean, that's what everybody always asks, and we should ask that question. So the concern I had is, well, where's the deliverables? Where's the reporting? Where's the accountability? What jobs are we really gaining on this? And I'm presuming And I want an answer on this. I'm presuming that those kind of questions will be answered. I got from Big Step, I got from the authors that we are going to have reporting. You know, we talked about, well, this is for jobs in our parks, and this is for our jobs in transportation. I mean, we're bleeding jobs all the time, and that's the problem I had. You know, what new jobs are we creating here? In this partnership, what are we gaining in Milwaukee? Now, we can put some monies in. I mean, we have these monies in, so I want to see them used correctly. I mean, it is passed, just like the last one, so we got to do it correctly. But I want to go to the background analysis, everyone. The first paragraph under background analysis, the last sentence, I start, the county executed the agreement with Big Step, WRS Big Step, on August 1st, 2012, for termination on or before January 13th, 2014. In the parentheses, termination dependent on deliverables. So here's what I'm asking again, and I don't know what kind of answers I can get, but... we need to have some reporting. We need to have some accountability. When are we going to get that? When are we going to get specific plans? Now, we have to work for the, you know, and I agree, too. Sometimes we have wonderful ideas, and these are monies we should put in, but where are the specifics? What are, you know, how these monies are going to be used? Sometimes, you know, maybe at one juncture we can get a report and say, well, here's what the monies are going to be used for. I know it's for, I know it's a bigger picture kind of thing, okay? But I still have concerns, I think legitimate concerns. The track record in some of these areas and previously have not been good. Well, that's not true of Big Step. I'm not saying specifically on them. But what I'm saying is, when do we get reporting? When do we get the accountability? When do we find out how many jobs are created? Is this the workforce's job? And see, I get confused. And I know, you know, we author these things. And it's up to administration to kind of flesh it out then. They enact the laws. And, you know, we got reasons before, and I'm not, you know, get into the debate, you know who did what when and how we get this done, but let's make sure this gets done again. And I want some specifics as much as possible today. When do we get reports? When do we find out exactly what this money is going for and how many jobs are actually being created? I really want to know something about that. Thank you.
I'll go to the comptroller first, then I'll go to Supervisor Mayor.
under the agreement, there is a section called Project Reporting, and with WRTP Big Step, and that WRTP Big Step will maintain the responsibility for the documentation, but they are to submit a report every quarter to the Audit Division of the Office of the Controller. At the same time, to the county board and to the economic development director. Mm-hmm. A couple of weeks ago, I went to the director of audits, Jerry Hare, and I said, ahead of schedule, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to go to WRTP Big Step and work with them about the reporting process, mm-hmm. so that we have an idea of how they intend to provide their reports. And work that out in relationship to their contract agreement, because as an addendum also to their contract, they indicated these are the things that we intend to provide and what we intend to do for the county. And I said, use that as a format for the reporting that you work with them on. So I made it the responsibility of the Director of Audit to go to them and work on a reporting methodology with them. I said, instead of receiving a report from them and then people saying, like, well, that's not exactly what I wanted to see, you know, work with them ahead of time. So I asked him to send a letter to them and ask them to work with them as far as the reporting would go, so that the report, when it is received, meets, you know, what was stated in the addendum for the document, and it meets those requirements. So his office is working on that right now with them for their quarterly reporting, so that we can see the reporting and it relates to exactly what we asked them to do.
Well, I appreciate that very much. Thank you for the follow-up, Mr. Chairman. And then, you know, I know there's always a lag between when we pass something, when it actually can be executed, stuff like that. But again, we're talking about, you know, all through 2012, over 2013 really now. Okay, so the first quarter, I mean, I don't understand when you say, and I appreciate all you said, but So the quarter, so we get a report now in April then?
Is that when the report comes? I think they started, I believe, in August. So August, September, and October. So we should be receiving a report shortly, but I think the first one might be delayed because of the fact that I want our director of audit to work out exactly what they should be reporting on for the types of items, you know, what their expenditures have been and the items that they have been working on in relationship. But it, my understanding is that it is a quarterly report. And so it says here, through the Ready to Work program and provide quarterly reports to the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors and Administrative Services. Quarterly reports shall include participant data as well as narrative data. So what I can do is I can get back to you. I can talk with the director of audits and ask him what the status is of that report.
Could we have, Mr. Chairman, could I request from DAS and working with the comptroller, and obviously Mr. Harry has the main responsibility here, is there any way we can get at least a preliminary kind of report or some of the guidelines that you're talking about or what we can expect in our next meeting in January?
Yes.
Could I request that, please, Mr. Chairman?
And I guess my other question would be, DAS is working on the fiscal side,
right,
correct? And then you have the administration and the department, economic development, working with the program directly. So would you like to defer that to the department or DAS?
No, I would like to get the specifics and guidelines and what the report getting in, and I presume this will help economic development get it going and actually do something with the money. Is that, would that be a, I guess I'd be asking economic development on that too. But the report I was asking for really was through with these gentlemen to get, since it's been identified that Mr. Hare is the point person here,
okay,
and getting the reports that we get a, you know, I can say DAS, economic development, comptroller, I don't care,
mm-hmm,
as long as we get a report kind of talking about,
right,
what we've been talking about this morning, mm-hmm, so far.
Okay.
Specifics on accountability and what's going on and guidelines and what I've just been talking about, please.
Okay. We have confirmation from DAS.
Is economic development?
We'll work with Department of Administrative Services. We'll work with economic development and Mr. Hare to come up and give you a report status on their reporting,
okay,
and what you can expect for the future.
Then I would ask the last thing, sorry,
okay,
but you know, to make sure we follow up. Is that an agenda setting that you know you guys are involved, certainly you are, Mr. Tafora, to make sure that's on the agenda and make sure you talk to the chairwoman of the committee in the interim here before the Christmas holidays, let her know. I'm sure she's following with what's going on here today, but so that make sure that's an agenda item then so we can start this process and let's use the money for where the purpose was supposed to be used then. I want to find out about it. Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I thank the supervisor for his comments. But when we had our last, when we moved this item in our meeting, we had about an hour of discussion, and a number of these same issues came up. We actually put them on the schedule. That's why I'm glad the comptroller came up with,
mm-hmm,
that and did criteria with that. Only thing that we did not receive, and I'm glad the supervisor decided that we need to see the criteria, so when we see the report,
mm-hmm,
we have that in front of us. But we did take them through the ringer, and I think that was very good for the sense that we are accountable and hold, being good stewards of our tax dollars.
Mm-hmm.
But let's make sure we stay on our schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm hopefully that we will be doing. And on that note, I would like to move it forward.
Oh, and Supervisor.
Just one question. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Bashan, did you have a question, mm-hmm, too? I thought you had. Okay, Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Has any of the money been spent yet? Do we know what the money's been spent on to this point? It says with the remaining is $722,000. Is,
mm-hmm,
that correct? So we know how the $278,000 has been spent?
Yep.
Supervisors, Chairman, yes, approximately what we have is approximately $166,000 has actually been spent, and an additional, the balance of that is encumbered. Part of that may be liquidated based on what actually was services received. From my understanding, Economic Development has received a report, but in order to, Mr. Mansky actually touched on some of the issues there. There are a number of reporting items that kind of need to be more fleshed out, and so that's where it's, my understanding, that's where it's sitting right now.
Let me clarify. So, Director DeVore, there was a report on this progress?
Chairman, Supervisors, it wasn't a quarterly report. We've got, I believe it showed 2 months, correct?
Essentially, it looked like it was just 2 months of financial.
Yeah, it was approximately about $86,000 of 2 months financials of just bullet points of what they spent the money on, and that we shared that with the comptroller's office as well as audit, and I think that's what prompted audit to set up a meeting with WRTP Big Step.
And what was that report done?
I think a couple weeks ago.
Supervisor Chairman, the report was given to us approximately 2 to 3 weeks ago. It's not a report, it is as you might be asking for. The problem, if I may speak to this, is that the entity did not have reporting structures already established, and therefore that has to be done. The money was handed over to an entity that didn't have the capabilities of reporting accordingly. So that's why the audit's being done, and that's why GAAP is involved, and that's why you'll get a full report of the money.
Let me jump to the comptroller. Go ahead.
Chairman, members of the committee, a payment has been made to them so far of $166,000, which represents the first quarter payment. So $166,000 has been given to them, and we encumbered $266,000, so $166,000 was given to them. We received an initial spreadsheet of some information on it, some of their financial data, but that's what I asked the Department of Audit to get involved as far as what the reporting would be and the other types of things. It wasn't a formal report. It wasn't anything of that nature. And so we'll be working with them to do all of the reporting. I mean, they were providing the data of what they had spent the money so far for. But that's what we want to provide back to you regarding those things. And so when they do submit their quarterly report, you will get a copy of the quarterly report because it has to be sent to the Director of Audit, to the County Board, and to the Economic Development Chair. So you'll be getting a copy.
And let me clarify as well. A number of these things were in the contract that we had with Big Step. And I remember wording on reporting, wording on how funds would be divvied out. This sounds like, I guess, this setback in reporting, it should have been handled with the administration and the organization. It sounds like this is in the contract. Reporting, I believe, would be administered by you, coordinating with this organization. So let me hear from the director on this, because this sounds like...
Yeah, sure, Chairman. We could put whatever we want in those contracts and tell them these are the parameters, but the initial report we got back appeared that 100% of the proceeds were used for overhead, for rent, for salaries, for benefits. I mean, I don't know how I guess maybe I misunderstood the question, but we could have all the oversight we want, but once we turn over the money, we need, and they're going to spend it. It's up to them to spend it accordingly, and so I think that's why we sent audit in to make sure that their reports meet our expectations.
Right. Well, why wasn't there work on the front end, working with them so they knew how to report? I think that's what we're trying to understand. It sounds like you told them to report, and they created something of whatever you got. It wasn't something that you... It doesn't sound like it's something that you requested and told them how to report on. So that's why that's where I'm at.
Chairman, I don't remember, but I assume that we figured they knew how to provide us a report or do a quarterly report. I don't...
Mr. Chair wasn't finished yet.
Yeah. Look, I'll jump to Supervisor Taylor, but I think that's just That's unfortunate. I don't think we work with our organizations where we have open reporting. We assume that they know how. That sounds like something that we caused. I don't really see that this is something that Big Step wasn't formally educated on in the process. But Supervisor Taylor, go ahead.
All right, thank you, because I think I gave up my right to speak before we went all over the place here. So how soon, when can we expect something brought to us? I mean, right now, could you run up to your office and give us a spreadsheet saying this is what they spent their money on? I mean, this stuff exists. I mean, when are we going to get this? Is it going to be a month from now? Is it going to be where it's going to get it emailed to us one day so we can kind of see? I'm curious to where they're spending their money and where they're spending our money, but not mine and county money, which is taxpayer dollars. I want to know where that money's going and how it's being spent so far. So how long is it going to take to get something that says they spent this much for, you know, this program or this training, or they spend it towards salaries or fringe benefits or lights and utilities? I'd like to know where taxpayer dollars are going.
Okay.
So how long will that take? That's my question.
Thank you, Supervisor Taylor. And I'm going to interject because it sounds like this is where Supervisor Schmidt was going. What we have is we should have received that information already, but it's not in front of us, and it's not in front of us in the right format. So we have to wait till the first quarter of the year. It looks like we need to, we can go in the direction of what date can we look forward to seeing this actual report. And we have the administration and the Comptroller's office working to correct that. Can we set a date?
I thought they said we could get it next month.
Next cycle?
January.
But then, right now, what kind of form is it in? I mean, are they just sending you receipts saying this is what we spent money on? We bought the postage here. We bought some paper clips. I mean, they have to be giving us something on how they're spending the money. I mean, we're cutting them a check. Don't we have something back so we can just see it? I mean, in it's like a very generic form. I mean, I guess
it sounds like what we have is inadequate, and we did not request the information in the right
format. So it's going to be in a nice report, so it's user friendly. Okay. I mean, it's going to be here in the next week. You said,
Comptroller, can you explain somewhat on this reporting process and what it could look like?
What I asked the Director of Audit to do is using the addendum, which stated specific goals of what was intended to be used with the money. And I said, using that format, I want you to provide a report which indicates what were they able to accomplish. Because also included there was a timeline of them getting certain things done. So besides certain besides goals that were included, there was a timeline that was also included. So my expectation would be how you were doing against the goals and how you were doing against the timeline. In addition, we want to also see how the dollars were spent. So a detail of how the dollars were spent by the agency. So my intent would have those three areas there and have that to you. My expectation would be that we would be receiving the first quarter report during the month of December at the very least. And if we get that early, then we will provide that to you at an earlier basis, earlier than the cycle.
Okay.
Because it's supposed to come to you under the agreement once they submit. Mm-hmm. Now, they haven't submitted the report yet, and the possibility for that is because they haven't worked out exactly what the type of reporting, and that's what I asked the Director of Audit to do. He and I both looked at an addendum that was in there, which set certain goals, which set certain timelines, and the fact that certain reporting has to be done. And I asked him to make sure that, you know, we have a format for those types of things so that you're getting that. But my expectation would be is that should be in this month of December here, that should be there. That gives them, you know, and then from then on, we have a period, you know, we will establish a period with them of when you would receive that reporting on a quarterly basis, whether that's 1 month after the month ends so that they can report it and you will get that. But my hope is that you'll have a report during sometime in December. If there is an issue with that, I will let you know. But I'll get you a communication this week as to what the status is.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Comptroller. Any more discussion on this item. It seems that this is more so turning to the, like I said, the fiscal side with DAS, and we need to take proper steps so this funding doesn't fall to the bottom line either. Schmidt?
I'm sorry, just, you know, we've been all around this, I know, a little bit, but the original thing is so are you saying, Mr. Comptroller, that we will get this and we don't need a report then in January, or this will be the basic information, and then we'll talk about this again and say this is the format now, and this is what we can expect, and this is an idea of what we can get a more formal report as we go on. That would be my question, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my intent would be is that you'd still want a report in January so that you can comment about it.
Okay.
You know, that because the first report that may come in may not be exactly what everybody's liking to see based upon the addendum or other types of things. So they may you as a committee may want to make suggestions to it. Because the report isn't just due to the Director of Audits, it's due to you. And economic development, I mean, Mr. Tafora may also have comments regarding it, the other things that he'd like to see in the report. So I think discussion regarding the first quarter report, since this is going to go on for several quarters, I think would be the best thing.
And I guess I would just finally say that this is, we're talking about basically similar kinds of things in 3 and 4. We want to see then some actual reporting, and what the board wants to have say. We want to say that, you know, the board voted for these monies. These mm-hmm. are substantial monies. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that these monies are well used, and that's the whole point of what we've been talking about for a long time here in 3 and 4. So I don't think any of us, I hope, disagree on that. And we want our economic development department to be a little more aggressive, if that's the right word, okay, and being more clear. I mean, if it's our money, we certainly have a role in saying, here are the standards, and, you know, no presumption on what we're looking for. You know what we're looking for. You want the department. We want reporting accountability in everything, not just number 4 here, but we're talking about 3 and 4, and we need reports on this. And, you know, I've said enough, but I presume we'll be getting those, and I appreciate the work being done on that and audit following up. And because this is where we, you know, let's not spend all sorts of money and not get our bang for a buck. I'm always concerned. All of us are. I know that. So let's follow through. Thank you.
And are you motioning?
Yeah, I move approval.
Thanks, Mayo. What was that?
You're a long time ago.
Oh, who motioned?
Mayo.
Oh, I'm sorry. Forgot about that part.
I'll take it away.
Subhash Mayo, I'll never forget about you again.
You can keep forgetting about me. That's no problem. Just keep forgetting. I don't care. You do it.
Madam Clerk, let's go ahead and call the roll.
Supervisor Mayo's motion.
It's all my fault. I asked a question after he made it.
Supervisors Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
And I do not like Schmidt, so we make sure that's very clear.
Wow.